This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Thank you very much, delegates. Please take your seats. Now I'm going to ask Sister Lucy to come back and introduce our greetings from the Montreal Labour Council. Sister Lucy.
Good morning again, brothers and sisters. The person I'm going to introduce to you this morning, normally I have notes to look at, but I don't this time, is someone that I have known for a long time and who asked me not to state any dates. It must be at least 34 years since I met Michelle. Michelle has been an activist, a true one, and he has been along all those years. I'm sure you know Michel Ducharme and you've heard of him throughout Canada. If you don't know him, you will certainly remember that he has been intervening and speaking on numerous occasions for lengthy periods of time. Michel comes from my area. He is an activist from 1244. He has chaired that local for a couple of years, and together we struggled to improve on the lot of the university workers in Quebec. He is now the chair of the Montreal Labour Federation, and I wish to welcome today Michel Ducharme, a good friend and a true activist.
Quel accueil, merci.
What a welcome. Thank you very much, Lucy, for those kind words. It helps me to start speaking. I have been told I shouldn't speak for a lengthy period of time. Lucy told me I've made lengthy speeches in the past. Of course, I'm more used to speaking from the floor, and it's very impressive to see you, all of you here, and you're all beautiful. This is a wonderful convention. On behalf of the Montreal Labour Council, I bid you welcome to this beautiful city. We have quite a tradition, 123 years this year. We have been in existence for that long. We have more than 220,000 members in the greater Montreal area. So it is an area which is highly unionized, and it was quite a privilege for me to chair the council with the kind of tradition we had. The regional council, Sister Lucy was talking about unionism in Montreal. The first unions were created in Montreal, and those first unions very quickly felt that they had to work in solidarity between them. And this is what brought about the council, and this is what guided us over the past 123 years. This is the main issue. This is the main gathering point for all of unions in the Montreal area. Of course, being 123 years old, we've done a pretty good number of strikes, and we've been lucky at times, and the council realized very quickly that we had to educate our own people. Education of our own people, as I said, education of the population at large as well. And today we're quite proud to notice that whatever was assumed by our predecessors has become really a principle that is applied all over Canada. We've had also a social delegate network. What does this mean in Montreal? It means you gather activists, people who are interested in working for the brothers and sisters, people who are involved in drugs or whatever, to help them out and try to find ways to really assist them. Today, we're quite happy because this network has more than 2,000 delegates, and this network spread from Montreal throughout the province. Another initiative of the council, I said the council was based on solidarity, first and foremost. One important issue was how we could be involved in the Montreal area. We are getting 75% of the immigration in Quebec here in Montreal, and Montreal has a few problems. We are also the capital of poverty in the country. More than 1 million people are included in that category of poverty in Montreal. And that includes militants and brothers and sisters from all unions. So we were quite involved in maintaining employment. We bring pressure to bear on politicians in all the boroughs in Montreal to create coalitions with other communities, with other unions, and with the population at large. In Montreal, I should say, those concerns are concerns of every day. And we are truly based on solidarity, as I said earlier. 40 years ago, we created a union coalition throughout Montreal, and this covers all unions in the Montreal area, regardless of their affiliation. And this is indeed quite a plus for Montreal. And we've maintained this coalition for 40 years and has helped us develop solidarity and to really forge ahead with many projects. The Montreal Council is also involved in several other coalitions with the population at large, with community groups, for instance, Health and Solidarity in Quebec. Our healthcare system has been highly criticized. The private sector is ready to jump any time. And our coalition is here to preserve a public health care system in Quebec. So we've been quite active in that particular coalition. We even started a new campaign since the end of the summer, because there are many ways in which you could privatize such services. And we realize that those people who are demanding services have to pay partial bills, $5 here, $20 there, $50, and then so on. And we are truly making a survey at this time to figure out what's going on, because we won't tolerate that for services that are supposed to be free of charge, universal, that here and there they try to get a few bucks from time to time. We're also members of a coalition to work as a PPP against the building of large hospitals, centers, or university centers in the heart of town. I won't get into details because you're going to be talking about this during the convention. We have also an association with environment groups. First of all, because we have an air quality problem in Montreal. We hear all the science surveys, and people say, wake up, you have to take steps, and if you're not to take any steps to reduce the warming trend by 25% compared to Kyoto in 1990, there would be an increase of more than 2 degrees, which would be a true disaster. So we are truly supporting all those campaigns. We participated, you probably heard about it, which is a campaign which took place all over the country. It was Pedal for the Planet. It had all the groups involved and the environment also involved. Another one I'd like to talk a bit more about, if I have a little bit of leeway here and a little bit more time, and I see a smile, it probably means I can go on. That has to do with employment insurance. The issue of employment insurance is rife with scandal. Over the past 90s, or during the 90s, our governments in Ottawa have stolen away more than $57 billion in the till of employment insurance. This doesn't belong to the government. It's your money, money from employers and workers that has been paid into employment insurance. And we can see today that less than half unemployed of the unemployed have access to benefits. This is highly unacceptable. The last initiative by the Conservatives, where it's going to help out 190,000 unemployed in Quebec, we feel it doesn't fulfill our requirements at all, because half of the unemployed who have no rights are not eligible to benefits, even though they paid in, won't be getting anything. They will just go on and have nothing. Over the past 7 years in Quebec, we've launched a large coalition, which is called the Shirtless Coalition. It includes the unions of Quebec and associations of unemployed. We were involved over the last three federal campaigns and elections, and we launched a new campaign throughout Quebec last spring, whereby we were seeking the support of a majority of municipalities in Quebec, most regional councils, even the Conseil du Patronat, the Employers Association, and even at the Canadian Federation of Municipalities, we got a resolution to support our demands, which would be to have a single criterion for eligibility, 360 hours throughout the country, and increased benefits to 60%, and abolish the waiting period that does exist now for several weeks. This is urgent. We're being told recession is almost over, just about. But really, people who say that don't walk the talk. They are not walking through our villages and towns. There are still families who are suffering. And the employment insurance that was created, helped by the unions in the 30s, this was to help out people who were without a job. And all economists agree with us today. This is the best possible stimulus for the economy, having employment insurance benefits in order to maintain the local economy, whereas the government is still giving all sorts of frills and help to oil companies and banks. I say this is urgent. And in this particular campaign, we're quite hopeful. I said that we had been waging this struggle for the past 7 years. It was initially mostly in Quebec and the Maritimes, where there was a lot of unemployment already. It's too bad to have a recession, of course, but this is of concern for all the members throughout the country, and particularly QP members who have been greatly affected because of current eligibility criteria. All you have to do is think about all the temporary workers, part-time, casual workers. These people are automatically excluded, and they'll go on being excluded despite the last steps taken by the Harper government. I wish, indeed, we've started establishing contacts with the Toronto Labor Council. We wish to have exchanges and cooperation with all labor councils throughout the country. I wish that our union, QP, which is present throughout the country should be really ahead of all struggles and fights to make sure that all workers who are unemployed are eligible for employment insurance. And I'm sure we can truly show this leadership. Two small points to conclude. In Quebec, there's a struggle taking shape in the public sector, which was hurt a great deal, clobbered, I should say, by a number of special legislation, wage freeze, whereby the public sector and parapublic sector could no longer bargain. We set up a common front with all unions in the public and parapublic sector, and this struggle will go on. The Montreal Council will be actively involved in this new bargaining round and will take all means to support our brothers in the public and parapublic sector. But I'm inviting all of the affiliate unions in the public sector. I think we have to take advantage of regional councils throughout the province to truly stand up for our demands, to truly talk to the locals in the private sector. We're going to need their support as well, and we'll take all the means to get their support as well. So this is an invitation for everyone. Take advantage of this new solidarity, which again will make us stronger. To conclude, I said that solidarity was very important in Montreal. There's a conflict taking place in Montreal at the Journal de Montréal. We've heard of it at QP. There were many parlays with Quebecor and Carl Péladeau. They're always hurting our members at Quebecor and whatever. This gentleman, Péladeau, knows only one way to bargain. He's done 14 lockouts in 14 years. He thinks he is the employer's leaders, and he is on the forefront of anti-union struggle and bashing. So we decided to support our brothers and sisters who have been on lockout for more than 10 months in Montreal. There's a campaign going on in Montreal. You'll see the Journal de Montréal all over the place. It's free of charge. But please do not read it. For solidarity's sake, don't read those papers, because it's being printed by people who are non-unionized. And I would invite our national representatives, because there will be press conferences this week, to turn down any newsmen coming from the Journal de Montréal, as they are anti-union. I've said that this was all over a couple of times already. I should have read on this piece of paper here. To conclude, I will wish in all solidarity a fruitful convention for all of you brothers and sisters.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.